Lesson two, Lilton inflections in the Boston accent. There are certain patterns of accent in New England which have dominant pitch inflections in them. These two basic Boston sounds don't really have this. We frequently think of the ah, ah, one, two, three, four, five, six, the sort of down eastern New England pattern as being dominant in Boston. It really isn't. And we sometimes think of the ask not what your country can do for you, the ba-doom, 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 of the what I sometimes call Kennedy-esque, which of course is not really the same as a basic Bostonian pattern. It's more of what I call the aristocratic Massachusetts with an overlay of Hyannis Pott and Kennedy family. There are also some vowel pronunciation differences there. Most of the Boston patterns are fairly monotone. They don't really have a great deal of inflection inside the vowels. They're not going ah, ah. They're not containing a lot of inner vowel lilt. And they're not usually moving around an awful lot in up and down in pitch between words. It doesn't mean that it can't. It means, however, that the vast majority of the Bostonian speech that you listen to is fairly monotone and uses other things like elongation and loudness for stressing various words. When we go through some of the specific pronunciations of the vowels and how certain vowels differ from Boston to the standard American dialect, we're going to point out how the lilt in the upper class and down eastern New England sometimes changes the pronunciation, but in these two basic Boston patterns that we've been looking at, we're not going to have a dominant pitch change or inflection coming in. This is the end then of a very brief discussion of pitch and inflection patterns in the Boston dialect.